Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man LC and the Bread Man. Hold it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us live and direct. Area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, we thank you again for joining us for another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. We're going to kick off the show by dedicating it to an individual that has left his mark, has moved on to be with the man upstairs, but he's left us with so many hits, so much music, and I'm speaking about none other than Mr. Bobby Womack. He has passed on at the age of 70. And, you know, my favorite, which I'm sure is a lot of people's favorite, is If You Think You're Lonely Now. What a great, great song, as well as several, many other hits in his catalog. So just want to take this time to salute him, thank him for his contribution while he was here. He made his mark. And again, this show is dedicated to Mr. Bobby Womack. What is the word there, Bread?
Well, usually I get it comical, but I'm going to say rest in peace to Bobby Womack. But, you know, on that note, you know, we got the beauty of the week. It is your rock and roll, so, you know, that's the word, baby, beauty of the week.
Yeah, it's stirring. A lot of emails. A lot of very, very good-looking young women that want to be selected. So we appreciate your participation in our weekly contest. And I guess since, Brad, you know, I guess before we get rolling, we do have several people on the line, so why don't we take a couple calls and then kind of mix it up with the show here. Why don't we go to line two? You're live and direct on LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Genevieve Taylor.
Hello, Genevieve. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling all the way from Westland, Michigan right now.
All right. Big up to Michigan. In the house.
Oh, yeah.
What up, Ben? What up, girl?
Hi, Mr. Bread.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I am awesome. I'm awesome. How are you guys today?
We good, baby. Waiting for the summer to really kick in and get moving, you know what I'm saying? Get that barbecue rolling.
Absolutely. It needs to be a little bit hotter here in Michigan. It's not that hot yet.
Yeah, you got some great lakes over
there. Well, right now, I think it's about 82.
Okay, that's not too bad. I know out
finally
there, though, it's probably not humid. So, I mean, out here in New York, it's been very humid. So the 80s, it's felt like 90s just because it's so humid.
Now, that's lucky weather to me. I play softball.
So what's happening out there in Michigan besides 80-degree weather? What's good out there?
Well, Detroit just had their Summer Fest, Summer Jam. We had our fireworks on the 25th, I believe. Either the 23rd or 24th. I got all the dates mixed up. But there's a lot of summer events going on. A lot of different carnivals, like in the suburban areas surrounding Detroit. Like, for example, Garden City, Livonia. Lots of different festivals for the families and kids to come out and participate with. Yeah, that's different things.
Well, we got much love for those people out there in Michigan. It's all good, and we appreciate you supporting. What brings you to call us today?
Well, what brought me to call is that I entered into the Beauty of the Week for for New York City, and it's totally exciting for me. I have like an athletic background, not really into the whole beauty thing, but the things that I stand for, I was hoping that if this does become an option for me, I would love to blog for Michigan and the Midwest in reference to the things that I do with real estate. With real estate, I love getting people into their own home, and if not a home, for example, everyone's income doesn't permit them to be in their own home, so I do government housing, affordable housing, tax credit, Section 8 housing. So what I'm trying to do is help revitalize Detroit and get it moving in a better slate where people can live in a better neighborhood with affordable housing and send their kids to better schools for a better education and just help rebuild and clean Detroit. So trying to focus on networking so far versus the whole beauty looks thing. Never really been into that.
Well, it's all good. We love to spotlight individuals, as the bread man can tell you, people that are trying to make a difference out there. And we do that from all different types of people on this show. So we're happy to hear that. Great that you've entered the contest, but you're also looking to really take things to a different level in your area out there in Michigan, trying to make a difference. And that's what it's all about ultimately. What can we do as individuals to leave our mark? And that's trying to make this place here a better place for our youth and the people around us. So we tip our hat to you.
And that's a beautiful thing. And that's a beautiful thing to me. Yes, ma'am. Love it.
You've made your mark on the show.
I appreciate it.
It's a beauty standard. See, you know what I'm saying? When a woman of her dynamics is doing something positive, you know, in society, and that's what I look for. That's the beauty that I look for. You know, back in the day when Jet was around, when you seen a Jet beauty, they gave them measurements and some of their hobbies, but I don't know what they was really doing, you know what I'm saying? So we have opportunity, people, young ladies, that we're looking for to expand, because we would have never known if they hadn't went out of business, you know, what Genovese is doing. So plus we have other beauty of the weeks, and that's beautiful to me, you know. That's what my beauty is.
That's right. That's right.
Well, this is only the beginning, guys. This is only the beginning, because for me, Jen's Kids Win will pop off. That's a nonprofit organization for children to receive scholarships before going to college to achieve in academics and athletics. And I have a huge team that's going to help me do that. So we're just trying to revitalize America one step at a time. So Michigan is just the founder of the things that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go global, guys. I'm trying to touch a lot of lives.
Yeah.
Well, you can. Just do it one step at a time. Let us keep us in the loop of what's happening, and we'll do what we can to support the cause.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Love it.
So we have a tremendous amount of calls. We thank you for your submission and your mini verbal bio of what's happening. And what we're going to do is this week kind of get things organized, and next week we'll announce the winner. So stay tuned. Make sure each and every week you tune into the LC and Jack Radio Show.
I appreciate it, and rest in peace to Mr. Bobby Womack.
Yes, rest in peace to Mr. Bobby Womack. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Well, Brad, I tell you, man, a great, great contestant. I'm so tempted already to make a selection, but we won't.
That's what we're looking for, LC. That's what we're looking for, somebody who can explain what they're doing in society, and that's a beautiful thing, you know. It's more than just, you know, skin. Skin is only, you know, beauty's only skin deep, you know what I'm saying? And if you have something under the surface that you can share with the world, I mean, she's going global with it, and that right there is a beautiful thing. That's what beauty of the week, in my eye, is.
Right? I agree, definitely. You have to have the whole package, and the whole package isn't just looks. I mean, it's great to have a nice look, but as those individuals that out there and all of us have dated many women over the years, beauty is only skin deep. So there's so much more to a woman than what she looks like. So with that said, Brad, I tell you, we have so many calls on the line. Let's take one more, and then we'll come back to the callers. Let's go to line one. Hello, you're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have? Hello? Yes, listen to us, not the radio. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show.
It sounds like my cousin from Hawaii calling in. He's on hold. He's trying to get through. It's his birthday. I want to give him a big shout-out for his birthday.
Okay, I don't know what's going on there with that call. Let's take one more, Brett, before we circle back. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who's on the line?
This is Cherise Church.
Cherise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great this morning. Thanks for giving us a shout this morning. Are you making your bid for the Beauty of the Week?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
Can you tell us
a little bit about yourself?
I'm a student right now studying psychology, doing my bachelor's. I'm also a single mom of three boys. I live in New York, and I'm just, you know, out here right now at Belmont Park, getting ready to have a field day with them.
That's great.
So enjoying our Saturday.
That is great. Hey, Brad, I think she gets a little bit of kudos because, you know, we're New York based, so, you know, that definitely doesn't hurt her cause that she's out of New York.
Yeah, strong arm.
Yeah.
Oh,
how are you, Conrad? How are you?
Good, girl. I'm very good. I'm glad you submitted your application and we looked it over. You're looking good. I mean,
thank you.
Therese is a longtime friend of mine. We never met before, but we are online buddies and we're going to make this happen real soon. And,
yes.
You know, love you in the contest.
So is she going to be a day at the park, huh, with the kids? That is great.
Oh, yes. It is hot right now. I'm hoping that they have something out here for them, water, something, keep them cool. We're going to enjoy ourselves today.
Yes.
We do every weekend, so, you know, I'm always busy, always running. We have baseball. We do everything. I keep them very active, so, and very involved.
And that's great. It's great that we have moms out there doing their thing, keeping their kids safe, keeping them busy, and, you know, interacting with other kids. I think that's important, you know, as you grow up. And that's, you know, we tip our hat to you for holding it down
in
the struggle.
Thank you. I try. You know, they're getting big. And my son just graduated the other day. He got 5 awards. So I'm very proud of him. He's going to middle school now. So I'm very proud. You know, I've been doing it by myself for years, and I can say I'm very proud of him.
Well, hats off to our single moms out there that are mom and dads. So big up to you. We don't have to tell you, you know, how big of a job it is. So my mom did the same thing. So I understand the struggle and the success that you're having with your kids. And when you get a chance, once they're older, you'll get a chance to really appreciate all the hard work, which I'm sure you do to a certain extent now.
Yeah.
I think once you see your kids fully grown and doing their things and in their area of life, that you can kind of look back and be like, wow, it was all worth it.
Yep. I'm hoping that he's going to take care of me later on because he wants to be a surgeon. So I'm banking on that one.
Beautiful.
So
hey, Brad, by then, man, I'm going to need a good surgeon. So I'm going to have to name and number right now.
Yeah, we talked about it, and he's very excited about being a doctor. He sees me going to school, you know, and I'm trying to be a doctor myself, so I'm trying to make sure that they know how important education is right now and how good it is for them to take care of family and to be, you know, very humble, you know, not be appreciative of life, you know. So, but I thank you guys for both, you know, letting me be involved in this. I'm not really a person of, you know, beauty. I mean, I kind of running back and forth. Sometimes my hair is not done, but you know what? Sometimes it is, you know.
Well, like you say, that's a beautiful thing, baby. That's a beautiful thing right there.
That's right. I don't wear makeup anymore. So it's like lip gloss. You know, I keep it moving, put my hair in a ponytail, and keep running.
Well, that's good. I love a woman that doesn't wear, even they don't wear, they wear very little makeup. I love that. I like the natural look. I like the natural look. I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with makeup. I'm not saying it is, but I love that natural look.
Yep.
Yeah. I think makeup overall will make you look older than you really are, you know? And I look really young. Like, if you look at my pictures, I kind of look like I'm 17, but I'm not. So...
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep that. You know, I want to keep that going.
Yeah, we all do.
You know, keep it natural.
Well, we love
it. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for calling in and submitting.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank
bye,
you.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you soon. All right, Brad, another participant. So we congratulate Cerise for submitting her name and bio for the beauty of the week. Brad, let's jump into the show, and then we'll loop back and tape a couple other calls. The lines are jammed, but we'll jump into the show and then circle back with those callers here. As we said, Bobby Womack has passed on and to be in a better place. So he was, and I didn't realize this, and thank goodness, he was in 2009, he was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, yeah, he was recognized. I remember Unsung did a feature on him as well. If you haven't seen it, go to Unsung or Google Bobby Womack Unsung. Very well written piece. And produce on Bobby, if you're not very familiar with his past. Very well done. My show, Brett, which I didn't know what happened to it. It's been very quiet. But thank goodness, I think it's coming back on, man. We'll have something to talk about in regards to TV shows. We're going to talk a lot about different TV shows. But The Preachers of L.A., baby, is coming back August 20th. And I like it just because it gives a perspective of some of the largest preachers out there in Los Angeles, how they live, what they go through, their trials and tribulations. And, you know, I think it's interesting. Some of them are very wealthy, some aren't. And like I said, it's a little different spin, if you want to call it reality TV, but I think it's pretty good to kind of get an idea of what ministers, what they go through. And so August 20th, we'll get a chance to go into season two of The Preachers of L.A. Bread. So check it out. This past week there, Brad, your boy Jermaine Dupri out of the ATL, Neo, and Mike Will were all recognized by ASCAP. They were recognized for different reasons. Jermaine Dupri basically received the Founders Award, which recognized him specifically, that award, pioneering, you know, and being inspiration to others in the music industry. So salute to Jermaine Dupri for doing what he's done over the years for R&B, hip-hop, music, and really all types of music. He's produced a lot of different other music besides R&B and hip-hop. They also, as I said, recognized Neo. He received the Golden Note Award, and that specifically is, an individual that's achieved very high, extraordinary career milestones, which everyone knows Neo's done a lot of things. So big up to him. And one of the newer kids on the block, so to speak, Mike Will, he received Songwriter of the Year, which is huge. Songwriter of the Year. And he's got he's got a little bit of R&B, but he's a big hip hop songwriter. And Bands Make a Dance by Juicy J. It's one of his songs.
Yep.
Pour It Up by Rihanna. And a new one, the kids love, Bugatti by Ace Hood. Every time you're on the radio, they're playing Bugatti. So big up to all of them doing their thing, holding down the music industry. And they're conducting themselves as men. So it's great to recognize individuals that are doing their thing and not necessarily getting notoriety for, and you hear about that, all of that now, on, you know, just about all the crazy stuff that goes on outside of whatever they do. So, you know, if you're a singer, I don't have to hear about all the side stuff that goes on. Just whatever you do, be the best that you can do, and they are. They're the best of what they do. And they got recognized for it, so congrats. Well, Brett, we still got the lines calling in. So why don't we take a brief pause for the calls, and we'll take some more phone calls.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack radio show. Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
What's up, world? It's your boy P. Frank Williams, producer, extraordinaire, BET Awards, American Gangster, Unsung. Plenty of properties. I want to shout out my man LC and Jack for holding it down for hip hop culture, for the universe, and keeping that radio wave alive and well, man. Shout out to you guys. Be safe and be black and strong. One love.
Hi, this is Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, Missouri, and you're listening to the LC and Jack radio show.
What's good, family? It's your girl, Adina Howard, and you are listening to the one and only LC and Jack radio show. Love you, boys.
We love you, too, and we're back live on the LC and Jack radio show. Big shout to Adina. Still doing her thing. So, Brett, why don't we got some other calls here. Why don't we jump back on the line here, take some calls. Go to line 7.
What's up?
You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we have on the line?
Jennifer.
Hello. I'm sorry,
Hello?
What's your name, dear?
Jennifer.
Well, welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
My partner in crime, Cornbread.
What's up, Jen?
Hi, Cornbread.
Wow, that was something high.
Yeah. You're making moves. What's up?
I like that.
Oh, my goodness. I miss you, Corbett.
You too, girl. I'm coming back to Florida next week. In 2 weeks, I'll be down there for a family reunion, so we got to hook up, all right?
Oh, we do, we do. Hopefully I have off. My work schedule is crazy, but hopefully I have off. I definitely got to catch up with you. I owe you. I owe you. So I got to see you.
Girl.
Wow. I'm glad I'm sorry I missed the trip down there. Jeez, I need to make it down there myself.
I went down there.
Florida's nice. Florida's nice.
All right. Wow. So are you making your submission into the Beauty of the Week contest?
I am. I'm making
okay.
Mission.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens. And
all right. BK.
Moved to Florida. Then I went to school. I went to Johnson & Wales. Graduated there with my bachelor's. And then lived in New York for a few, you know, worked there. And then had a kid and moved to Florida. And now I'm living the quiet life, the home life.
Okay. There's not wrong with that. We all, once you have your priorities, you know, you got to tone it down once you have a little one. It changes the whole perspective on things.
Exactly. New York is cool, but it's not a good place to raise your kids, honestly.
Okay. Well, we're glad you found a spot that you feel is conducive to raising your little one. How old is the little one today?
She is 22 months.
Oh, wow.
So, like, almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a little crumb snatcher. That's what she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Dang, that's a beautiful thing. I love it.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's,
so what's the weather
amazing.
Down, what's the weather down there in Florida?
Hot. Really hot.
Is it hot?
It's hot. Like, you can't even breathe when you go outside. It's like you get slapped in the face with heat.
Oh.
It's hot.
I had to bring some shade in 2 weeks.
You gotta bring shades, you gotta bring umbrella, you gotta bring sunscreen, you gotta bring everything.
Wow.
Wow.
It's hot down here, like, it's like unbearably hot.
Hmm. So what would you say is
but
your best quality?
My best quality? I don't know. I would say my openness, like, I'm the sort of person that I don't care. I'm mean no matter where I am. I could be at work. I could be at home. I could be with friends. I could be by myself. Anywhere, I'm just me, and I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm
right.
never going to change. I'm
right.
never going to be anything that's around. Nowadays, girls, you know, they want to show off on Instagram and on Facebook just for likes and for comments. That's not what I'm about. You like my picture, you like my picture. You don't, keep it moving. It's plain and simple. I'm never going to submit myself, and I'm never going to lower my self-respect and my standards just for society and what other people are doing now in the moment. You know, I have to set that example for my daughter, and that's exactly how I want my daughter to be. So that's the way I am.
Wow.
And I think that's, to me, that's my best quality, like just my openness.
Well, that's great. And you know what you, I love that you're a woman that sounds like knows what she wants and, you know, wants respect and gives respect. So that's big.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
big.
A lot of girls, they want respect, but you showing your ass on Facebook and on Twitter and all this other nonsense, like, it makes no sense to me. You want a man to respect you, and then, but there you go, showing yourself, showing your body off. You make no sense. You want a man to respect you, give yourself respect first. Give yourself respect in your social media, when you're outside, when you're out in the club, or when you're out with friends. Give yourself the respect, and then men will follow suit. That's
yes.
A lot of girls nowadays, they just think like, oh, men are dogs. No, it's you. A man will treat you the way you treat yourself.
It's so true.
Because there's guys that I've been around. Exactly. There's guys that I've been around, and these girls, they'll be like, oh, Jennifer, he's a dog. Jennifer, he's grimy. All he wants is ass, and he's the flirt, and he's all this. And I'm like, well, he does that with you, but not with me, because I set that limit, and I set that respect, and I set that boundary.
Right.
And it's men treat you the way you treat yourself. So I treat myself the way I want a man to treat me, with respect, with
wow.
openness, like Woo. Just being myself.
She laying it down there, Brad. I hope
That's
the
it.
Woman out there listening, she's definitely laying it down.
That's the problem. A lot of girls, they just, you know, they kind of just think that, oh, I got to show more and I got to be more crazy and I got to be more, you know, out there to get a man's attention, and you're just attracting the wrong man. All you're doing is attracting these guys that just want a one-night stand, and at the end of the day, they're going to crack jokes behind your back.
Yes.
Like, I'm not. I'm very, like, right now I'm talking to this guy. We've been talking for 3 months. He still hasn't come over my house to this day.
That's good.
And we hang out, like, every day. And I made it very, this is my space. My home is my personal space. I don't want just anybody in my space. Like, you got to earn that. And it's crazy. He's like, he's mind-boggled. He's like, I've never had this in all my life. Like, I've talked to so many girls, and I've never had a girl tell me I can't come over a house. And I'm like, well, that's me. Like, I got my daughter here. That's the top of the loft. This is even if I didn't have my daughter, this is my space. This is my area. This is sanctuary to me. I'm not going to bring just anybody.
Awesome.
Yes, baby. You preach, know? Preach, preach.
That's how you got to be. Just how I, you got to give yourself respect.
Well, see, she's not living a reality show. She's living her life. That's it.
That's right. And that's what's all
exactly.
about.
Exactly. That's these girls. They want to live a reality show. Like, they want to be loving hip-hop. That's cool. You guys could be loving hip-hop. And then you're going to have that love and hip-hop relationship. And I'm going to have a solid foundation. That's what I want, a solid foundation with a solid man. And
well,
the only way I'm going to get that is if I do it first. Because that's exactly what I'm going to attract.
Wow.
Guys that just want to have fun, they're like, oh, not Jed. Shed? Hell no. Keep it moving. That's exactly what I want those type of guys to think. Like, yes, keep it moving. I'm too much work.
That's it.
Wow. Well,
that's
we
how
love
you gotta
it.
Do it. You gotta make men work. You can't just give it up for free. And it's just the little things.
It's like electricity. You're gonna go to the least resistance.
Yes.
Exactly.
No, she's right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you don't respect yourself, that's what you won't get respect, because everyone sees that you don't respect yourself. So you know
exactly.
people draw to you.
I'm gonna move.
You know, and depending on what you give, your vibes that you give, that's what you're gonna get back.
Exactly. Like, I move at my own pace. Like, I'm not gonna rush for nobody. I'm gonna be at my own pace. If a man wants to wait, he can wait all he wants. And if he doesn't, leave. Don't worry. I'll find the person that's going to wait. I'll find the person that'll respect my boundaries and myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that's a lot of women's problem nowadays, that they just kind of, they're like, oh, my God, I don't want to lose him because then he'll leave. Let him leave.
It is always
if
someone
out
there.
If he was meant for you, he's going to stay.
Yes. I agree. I totally agree with that statement. If it's meant to be, it will be. And if not,
exactly.
So that's good.
If not,
but we appreciate your submission, and we love where you're coming from. So, well, Brad, we get it back on. Just we could chit chat with her for a while.
Yeah, we don't
relationship.
Oh, I talk a lot. Y'all don't want me. I talk forever.
Well, it's all good. Well, I'll definitely have you on the chit chat and just shoot it. As they say. But
oh,
we have
anytime,
so many people
anytime.
On the
Corbin
line.
Got my number. Anytime.
All right, Jim.
We have so many people on the line, so we want to bounce around. But we appreciate you dialing in, and make sure you tune in each and every week.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care, girl.
Thanks.
Wow. So many lines going on, Brett. Let's jump online. Wow, this person's been holding a long time. Line 5. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
T-Quest.
I'm sorry, dear. What's your name?
T-Quest.
T-Quest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Why don't you say hello to my partner, Crime Cornbread?
Hey, Cornbread.
What's up, lady? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. I'm glad you called in. And are you participating in the contest?
I believe I am.
All right. All right. We got another Beauty of the Week contestant.
I love that laugh, Brett. She has a very nice laugh.
Stop it.
So tell us why you're the next Beauty of the Week.
Why I am?
Yeah.
Well,
or why
I
you should be.
Oh, I should be?
Or why you should be, yeah. Why should you be the next Beauty of the Week?
I should be the next Beauty of the Week just because I should be.
Wow. That's giving me a lot to bread to go by.
No, I'm joking. I've actually never entered one of those type of contests before, so I think it would be really interesting the first one I enter actually win.
Okay, so why get involved now? What made you say, you know what, I'm in?
I think it was I'm in this whole new phase in life, trying to do things I normally wouldn't do. So I was like, let me try this, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, great. Like, I don't care, you know.
Right. Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. We like women that are assertive and like to expand the boundaries, as they say.
Exactly. Because I feel I'm automatically a winner just because I was considered. That's good
enough
for me, you know.
There you go.
So.
That sounds good.
Yay for me. No, I'm joking. What?
Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
All right, CT in the house. What part of CT?
I live in the valley.
In the valley? What kind of, what valley?
The All-American Valley.
All-American Valley. You got me. What county is that? Is that Fairfield County?
It's actually New Haven County.
Oh, you're up in New Haven. Okay.
County, not New Haven. Let's be clear about that.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected here, Brad.
Yeah, she got it going on, baby.
Yeah, I almost offended her by saying New Haven. She said New Haven County. Let's clarify things.
Yeah, we have to clarify things.
Yeah, okay. But she has a specialty. I think she wants to get across.
Specialty?
Everybody
what's specialty?
I have a specialty?
Tell the audience.
Oh, I didn't even know I had one.
Yeah, well,
let me get on the list, though. You do? You did? What'd you hear?
Heard some of your music.
Oh, you did? Did you like it?
Awesome.
You gotta hear the new stuff. I add a little more flavors to my style.
Alright, I'm waiting on it.
I know. I'm just still contemplating if I want to put the music out or do the videos first, so. But it's coming soon.
What type of music do you get, are you involved in?
Oh, my goodness. I'm actually involved in many genres. Because I do hip-hop, R&B, gospel, pop, and opens into rock as well.
Wow.
And reggae recently.
Reggaeton.
That too. All of it. I'm just an entertainer. I don't like to be put in no box.
That's good. One of my favorite artists is Prince. I think he does it all.
Yes, he's definitely an entertainer.
He does it all. He does it all. Not too many artists today that you could say that, unfortunately.
You're absolutely right.
There's not too many. There's a couple. Like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. There's a couple out there that are doing it, but there's very few and far between.
Exactly.
So, Brad, when she gets some new stuff, we gotta check it out and see if we can throw it up on the show. We don't really play too much music on the show, but.
I should be an exception.
Yeah, we may have to put it up and get a reaction.
Absolutely. I'm down with it.
Okay, well, that sounds good. So when are you expecting to have the new material ready?
Well, right now I'm waiting on one of the producers' paperwork. I like to do everything in decency and order, and once that's a go and everything is complete, I should be putting it out very soon.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when you have things together, make sure you reach out to us. And,
absolutely. Just make sure you pick up.
Well, we do. We definitely are available out there. I mean, we get a lot of requests to play things. We don't really play, like I said, very few things unless it's a guest that we have. You know, we had Keith Murray on, so, you know, of course, we'll show the love to the different guests that we have. But, yeah, definitely let us keep us in the loop. And let's see what you have to offer. What is the, do you have a stage name or?
Yes, my stage name is T-Quest.
Okay.
Miss Gotta Love Me.
All right.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So one day maybe I can be a guest. Am I worthy enough to be a guest?
Yeah, we might be able to do that for us. You know, hit us up. Let us know.
I mean, I think so, you know, because
okay.
I'm pretty awesome, and I do more than just music, so I think I'll be an excellent guest on your show.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say no. Let us know. It helps, you know, my partner in crime, so that's a good thing.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Have my people, call your people, so we just make it happen.
Hey, hit us up and work something out. And I would say when you have some, you know, your thing of material and everything ready to roll, then reach out to us, and then, you know, we can go from there.
Sounds delicious.
Sound like a plan?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Brad, you got anything before our latest submission, a young lady that is participating in the Beauty of the Week? Do you have anything before we jump on the next call?
I got a special request for 800 number. That voice will get us paid.
Well, my voice is my moneymaker. So
there
I'm
you
clear.
Go.
You had a line, LC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We all also looking for our female co-host. We've gotten some, you know, several submissions on that. We've kind of sat tight, so you might want to, you know, that might be something for you to take a look at as well.
I think it might be because I actually do have radio hosting on my resume.
Wow, okay.
Would you look at that?
Okay, well, definitely, you know, and to all of those out there, make sure you hit us up. You hit up my partner in crime, the Bread Man, or hit up lcandjack@gmail.com. Well, your submissions, female co-host, I should have mentioned that earlier, we are gathering tons of young women that want to be part of the team. So as we expand the show, that's definitely an area we would like to have a young lady part of the mix so we can chop it up and get the female perspective on things.
Yeah.
So definitely hit us up and let us know on you. If you haven't hit us up already with your bios, send that to us, and we'll add it in and see where we go.
Sounds good to me.
All righty. All right. Well, we're going to jump on to the next participant. So we appreciate you dialing in this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
Let's make that happen. And
okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All righty.
Well, Brad, I tell you, we got a couple other lines, man. We got people have been holding us for a long time. So why don't we jump right into it here? Line two. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line? Hello?
Beverly Johnson.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. How are you?
I am Liz. How about you?
Well, great. I know, Beverly, you've been on the show before, so thanks for joining us again.
No, this is not the Beverly Johnson you're thinking of, LC.
Oh, no, it's another one. Okay, I stand corrected.
This is another Beverly Johnson.
Okay.
So we good, though, so we're going to have
okay,
her.
Well, she's – I apologize, Beverly. I thought you were someone else who's been on the show in the past, so my apologies.
It's okay. You can call me Bev Johnson, okay? because most of my music and everything that I have out is under Bev Johnson anyway, so we have.
Bev.
All right,
okay, Bev. Okay, and I'm assuming that you've submitted your application to be the next Beauty of the Week. Am I correct?
I did send my information in to my good friend, Cornbread, because he told me about it. I wasn't for sure exactly what everything entailed of, but I am calling in on today, and I did send my bio as well as some photos.
Well, we glad you did. Can you tell us what distinguished qualities you have that would separate yourself from the rest of the contestants?
Well, one thing, as far as I'm concerned, I am not just beauty of the week. I am beautiful 24/7. I don't think beauty is just on the outside. I believe that beauty is in the inside as well. So I have been told, I'm not just saying it, I've been told by many that I am beautiful inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of wonderful qualities to me. So it's not just about the beauty, but it's about the person.
I'm
a giving person, a loving person. Just a few quick things about me. I am a gospel recording artist. I have a music and art history. I am out of the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. And just expanding, I am working on my second gospel project that is produced by fellow award winner Minister Idell G. Thomas. My single will be released at the end of July. The single is titled It's In You. And so in Japan, that I am an entrepreneur. I actually will be coming out with a clothing line. I am a designer as well. That is coming out further October. And I am a mentor, you name it. So I'm a jack of all trades. But most of all, the most important thing that I would share about you is that I'm not only beautiful on the outside, but I'm beautiful on the inside.
Well, that's why we picked you, Bev. That's why we picked you. Because we see the whole beauty. Because beauty is not skin deep.
Thank you.
All right.
Congrats on the new single coming out as well. That's a lot of work.
Thank you.
And your second release, that's a lot to be, a lot of accomplishments there to be proud of.
Yes, absolutely. I am.
So what part of Virginia did you say you hail from?
I live in Northern Virginia. I'm right on the border of D.C. and Maryland. So I'm upper Virginia. And so that's why when people ask, I always say I'm from the DMV area because I minister all over and known all over, and I'm so close to the D.C. land and Maryland. But I live in Northern Virginia.
Oh, well, big up to Northern Virginia / D.C. for holding it down.
Yeah.
Big up to you. Big up to you guys down there. I just drove on through there the last week or two, shooting down to North Carolina. So I kind of sped through there, so.
Okay. Well, actually, I am on my way to North Carolina as we speak. I am in concert with Minister Idell Thomas on tonight in Fayetteville. Yeah, so, well, if you ever, you know, if you're ever up here this way and my dear friend Cornbread, please, you know, give me a shout-out or give me a holler.
It's all good, definitely. Give those brothers and sisters down in Fayetteville a shout for us.
I will, and congratulations to you all for this wonderful blog radio. Sounds really good. I'm definitely going to be tuning into it, and I know my dear friend Cornbread had told me about it a while ago, and so I just kind of been patiently waiting to see how it all, you know, pan out, and so I'm so happy that you all are going forward, and best wishes to you.
Well, thank you so much. We've been holding it down, myself and Brad, for many years now, and we keep expanding the show and making it bigger and better. So to all those out there besides Bev, you know, hit us up at any time. Let us know your thoughts, new things, new twists that you think we should add to the show at lcandjack@gmail.com. Let us know. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we appreciate the compliment. And when you have your new single, make sure you shoot it to us, and we'll see if we can get it on there to support the cause.
I definitely will. And following you guys on Facebook and Twitter, and best wishes to you, and be blessed.
Thank you. You're on the LC and Jack radio show. We know you've been holding for a while. We apologize. Who do we have on the phone?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we have on the
line? Oh, my God. Okay, this is Ann Lockett Williams from Dallas, Texas.
Well, hello, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Cornbread.
The bread man is stepped away for a minute. He'll be back on.
Oh,
he stepped away.
Well,
he'll be back on shortly. And are you submitting your bio and pics for the Beauty of the Week?
Yes, I was contacted, and I did submit it. And this is my first time ever calling in. And
thank you.
You know, I am from Texas, Dallas, Texas, as a matter of fact. And so, you know, we do things big in Texas. So I've been holding for quite a while. So
yes, you have.
I guess.
We apologize. We've had many people to call in as
that's okay. I'm used to it. I was working as I was holding and listening. So.
Well, tell us why you are the next Beauty of the Week, or why you should.
Well, I'll just kind of piggyback off of some of the ladies. I am what Cornbread, I think it was Cornbread, stated about the Jet Magazine Beauty of the Week. You know, those girls were always like, back in my day, I'm 50 years old, so back in my day they were called brick houses, those 36, 24, 36, and I've never been any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did have is the beauty on the inside and the outside, and that's from upbringing, from, you know, your grandmother back in the day, you know, you telling, you know, it's okay to be beautiful on the outside, but what most counts is how you treat people and how you are from the inside. And, you know, with the Beauty of the Week, you never knew what they had to offer other than their looks and their measurements, so to speak. But like me, a lot of Anns are out there that are into helping people and volunteering in different things, you know, just trying to be mentors for people. And my company is ALW Marketing and Consulting. And what I do is I basically connect people, be it in music, management, unknown gospel artists, different, you know, just different genres of music. And I am not just in Texas, but I'm global, and I'm kind of like that little hidden storm, you know, it's at the peak, you know it's coming,
mm-hmm.
but you just don't know when. Yeah, you just don't know when, and I'm a firm believer in you can do all things that are in Christ that strengthens you. So I have a lot on my plate because I do basically take care of a lot of different people in, you know, different businesses and different artists and producers and wherever I can be of service, that is what I'm all about. And I thought it was really nice when Cornbread contacted me, because when you think Beauty of the Week, I was like, no, I'm not going to, I'm 50 years old, I'm not participating in anything like that. But when he
I mean, it's not that, as my grandmother said, you're not hard to look at. You're easy on the eyes. But, you know, I wasn't about to, at 50, put on a bathing suit and send out, because that's not about me. I'm not like right. that. I think the most beautiful thing about me is my smile. And that smile is genuine. And I think that is what makes me approachable, and people just want to know more about me or what I do. And so that has worked for me. So when Cornbread contacted me, after he explained to me how it could benefit, and I asked him where you guys were located, and he told me in New York, and I have friends in New York. I have friends everywhere. So it just wasn't about supporting New York, but it's supporting your blog in general, and that's, I'm all about networking and bringing people together. So I think that is what would make me a really good beauty of the week. And just for the fact that I'm 50.
Well, age is nothing but a number.
It is nothing but a number. 50 years yeah. old, and I thank God for it. I think I embrace my 50 more than I've embraced the 40s, the 30s, or anything else. So I feel fierce in my 50s, though.
I agree. I think as you age, you obviously become maturer and kind of understand
yes.
more of the a wider or you know,
wise.
You just
yeah.
yeah, you're able to expand your mind and you know what we were put here to do. I think that's more understandable when you're so young. You may have some sorts of ideas, but it's nothing. So as you're getting older and you have, you know, if you have kids, things kind of go
yeah.
full circle, and you start to
yeah.
really understand why the man upstairs put us here, why he
yes.
put us here.
Definitely.
So I think that comes into, you know, really full circle, at least for yourself, myself, the bread man. We, and many people out there, they understand that. And what we try to do is to try to make a difference, do our part.
Exactly.
To enlighten our audience, bring on people to give
yeah.
their perspective on what happens to be in life, and hopefully
yeah.
that helps one individual. If it helps, touches one, you know, we've done
and
our
you've
job.
You've done a great job, and that is basically that's a given for anybody that has the platform in radio, blog, Facebook, or whatever. I'm on my fourth Facebook page, and it speaks volume, because if you're not on there for 2 or 3 days or something, they begin to wonder. Even if they don't like your pages, they will. And I am an encourager. I believe there is nothing that you cannot do if you put your mind to it, and you have to have a vision. I can see myself being a billionaire, not a millionaire. That's no money these days. But
you're right
billionaire.
About that.
But you have to have a vision, and because if you can't see yourself doing it, then I mean you're limiting yourself. So I try to encourage more than anything, not discourage, but encourage everybody. And sometimes I have to encourage my own self, and that's okay. But I think that's a plus all the way across the board. And
boy,
I appreciate you finally
yeah,
getting to me.
yeah, we appreciate you calling in. I tell you, you get a thumbs up, a couple thumbs up. One, because I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan, okay? So you're from the Dallas area. That definitely gives you an additional thumbs up. And your beauty skit inside and out is really phenomenal. So it you're definitely a tremendous candidate. To participate, and we'll be going into the whole process here in a few minutes. But I tell you, you're out there doing big things. I get the vibes, and I mean, doing a lot with music producers, that can get very difficult. I mean,
oh my God, yes,
you know, everybody
especially,
wants to be the next
yeah.
whoever. And I don't think a lot understand the work involved. I mean, we've had many, many guests here, people that have been super successful and people that are on trying to be on the way. I don't think they really understand the work involved to be that, whether it be a gospel superstar, an R&B superstar, or rock and roll, whatever your thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It's work.
And it is hard work. And then you have to have a person that is, you're business-minded, but you also have to have a consistency of being patient. And some artists and some producers or whomever, patience is, they feel like they've been out there for so long, so it's their time. But, you have to work on God's timing, because his time is, you will never be late or too early when it's on God's time.
There you go.
So I make sure that all of my clients, that I'm going to give them 200% of everything that I have to make their dreams come true. But in return, I have to receive the same thing as far as hard work. And, sometimes you can't go into a venue expecting $5,000. You might have to humble yourself and go into one that they're only able to do $1,000. But you don't know who's going to be in that audience,
Right.
That's going to bless
right.
you, be it gospel, R&B, or whatever, So it's trying, but it's something that I love to do. And I meet so many great people throughout. I mean, just in Facebook alone, I've, built so many friends and networking and things like that. But it's even better when you are able to put everything into place and make something happen. And so that's my favorite saying. I'm going to make it happen, Captain.
Well, yes. Well, hopefully that saying, my Cowboys are able to do the same as you're saying.
I hope so. I'm a Cowboys fan, too.
I've been waiting.
Well, I, and I can chunk a rock at the stadium. So, if you really can't enjoy the football games, we have everything else going on at AT&T Stadium now, so it's still a great place to be. I love Dallas.
Yeah, it's hot, though. I tell you, it is very hot down there.
Oh, now that, yes, we have a different type of hot here in Dallas, Texas, or Texas in general. We have what we call the dry heat, where
mm-hmm.
where you really want to live right, because I can't imagine what hell would be like. But just live in Dallas or anywhere in Texas during the summertime, it'll make you want to live right.
Yeah, definitely. What's the temperature down there in Dallas?
Right now it's 11 o'clock and the temperature is already 92.
Wow, 92 degrees.
Yes. And it just got through raining a little bit, and so it's still 92.
Wow, I feel the heat through the phone.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. Since we have you on the line,
mm-hmm.
and you'll probably be our last call today, and then
mm-hmm.
What do you find? Do you find that the artists that come to you,
mm-hmm.
are they prepared? Have they done any work, or are they just straight, just trying
now,
to get into business? Have they done any work? Have they put videos together, or have they
have
tons of material already prepared, or they don't have any of that stuff?
Well, I will say this, because I give everybody an opportunity, because I feel like if you sought me out to help you, then you should be prepared with something. So Because you really don't know who I know, and I know a whole bunch of people in the industry that I could shop your, you know, shop your stuff to. But I'm also one that I know if you telling me that you sound like Whitney Houston, and then you send me a YouTube, and you may sound like Whitney Houston on YouTube, but then when I hear you in person, and you sound like Jennifer Lopez, it is not going. It doesn't match. And but what? Normally, the clientele that I have are, they come prepared. They know that when you come, if you're not ready, then you shouldn't be contacting a person like me. Because like I said, you don't know who I know. I know a lot of people in the industry. And so for a fair share of everything, they normally come with a YouTube, a bio, pictures, ready to be able to, if I say I need you to come to Dallas or, you know, I would like to do an open mic with you at, you know, a certain club or at a church, it doesn't matter. But normally, 9 times out of 10, if you are really serious about your business as far as being an artist or producing someone or promoting or whatever it is, you're going to come with you're going to have your stuff together. You're going to have it together. Those that don't have it together, you probably won't make it past a phone call. Because if you're going to call me and ask me what do you need, then therefore you haven't done your homework. What do I need in order to get you started? You should already know. You should already have your stuff in place in order, you know, to move forward for me to take a look at and direct you to a baby phase or, you know, just who, I'm just naming some names, you know.
Whoever.
That's the way you should come. You should come like you are coming ready to win, because I always have a winning spirit.
I wanted you to bring that out because we always get tons of emails, you know, requests to come on the show, which, you know, again, we're not really a music show. We're really a talk show, but the point is we have a lot of artists that have been on the show, and you know, we asked them, you know, what was the process, and so a lot of people don't understand what the process is, so we want to educate them as what the process is, and when they come to an individual like yourself, a professional, that they're ready to make that next leap, they're ready to impress you. And, you know, it's, you know, and it's, and to compare yourself to a Whitney or even a Jennifer Lopez, you probably shouldn't do that because you kind of pigeonhole yourself.
I think
the music business, the key is to establish your own brand.
Exactly.
And, you know, and not kind of, you know, if people are going to make that, you know, comparison, okay, you know, they make it. But if you come in saying, hey, I'm the next whoever, and I'm making my mark, then it's, you know, it's you. It's all you. It's not, you know, it gets tough to match up to Whitney Houston. I mean, come on.
Exactly. And I have had people, I mean, women that have called me and you know, emailed me and said just that. People say that I sound like Whitney Houston. And then when I get it, you know, I mean, it's already a red flag because you're comparing yourself to one of the greatest. I mean, I can understand if they said you look like her, but sounding like her or comparing yourself
very
to her.
People.
I want originality, first and foremost.
Right.
Because that's what we need in all of the genres of music, originality. And somebody that's going to be able to bless somebody in their message through song. Because that's all it is, even,
that's right.
It's a ministry.
That's right.
And some people are going to listen. You know, you're going to have your different genres, but you're going to have, you know, your 13 and 21 or maybe or a little older. You're going to be focus more on rap and things. And so those kids listen to the lyrics. They're really not listening to the music of it. But when you get into R&B, I mean, and gospel or whatever it is, make sure that the first thing that you do, that who you're ministering to and what you're saying and what are you trying to get over to them, because they're listening. They're listening.
Yes, I agree. Why don't you plug your business? Tell the listeners out there how they can reach out to you, or if you have a website, give them that information as well.
Sure. It's ALW Marketing and Consulting. And it is my phone number, and I don't mind doing that because everybody has it anyway. It's 214-715-4294. And I'm on Facebook, Ann Lockett Williams. I have four pages, Ann Lockett Williams 1, Ann Lockett Williams 2, Ann Lockett Williams 3, and ALW Marketing 4. So
perfect.
I can be, and I'm all about business. So I tell people all the time, because I do get a lot of, when they find out that I'm single or whatever, it's more like, what's your zodiac sign? But I'm all about business. So serious inquiries, please.
Keep it professional. My personal life is just personal.
Because I am serious about what I do, because I just want to see people win and have an opportunity that they may not, you know, maybe I can give them an opportunity that they may not could have gotten from a Smokey Norfolk or a Babyface, you know. But I have connections that maybe could get you real close to it. But if I open that door for you and you don't do anything with it, it's on you. So, you know, that's why I say I love serious people that are serious about what they're doing.
Oh, that sounds like us. We love to have great guests, and it's been like a mini interview for you. So it's definitely been it's been great. I think Brad, we have to get her on again and talk about some of her success stories, and talk a little bit more about the company a little bit.
Yeah, the phone lines have been blowing up. It blew my phone up. This is an awesome.
That's awesome. Now, Cornbread, you know I'm from Texas. You just can't have cornbread. Somebody needs to have some yams and some greens. I'm just bringing a little bit more flavor to the soul.
Well, we
eat big up in here.
Oh yes. I can't wait to get back to Dallas. I had a great time. I've been there several times now, so next time I'm in town, I have to check you out down there and see what's cooking in your arena with that with your company and then what's happening.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's you know, like I said, big Cowboy fan, so that helps her. And you know, hopefully Jerry gets it right. I mean, he's unbelievable. But that's another story for another day.
Yes, it is.
You know, but
that's another topic.
Oh, boy. Unbelievable. But, yeah, definitely circle back with us. We'd love to have you on, kind of talk about, again, the educational process. We do that from time to time. So many people that want to be the next. Whatever.
Yeah. And I'm gonna put this plug in, and it's not, it's really to be helpful. One of my clients, my top client, is Stephen Ford. He's the producer for Richard Smallwood, and he is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal producer, and he does seminars and conferences and things like that that I now, you know, I actually manage for him. However, there are so many things that artists could learn by just attending. If you see or hear his name anywhere in your Metroplex, you should go, because if you want to know about the business, be it gospel or different genres of business, I mean music, that's one guy that God has gifted for real. His resume is awesome, and I'm just proud to have him as one of, you know, as one of my main clients.
That's great. And, you know, possibly, you know, we'll spotlight him you know. So we'll
we
do that on a pretty regular basis. So definitely let us know, and we
definitely
we'll get them on the calendar.
Definitely. So I appreciate you, Cornbread, for inviting me in on this.
Oh, no question. And you know, I always look for greatness. I always say on each show, each time we have people, whether you're a special guest or an awesome caller like yourself, I always look for greatness, and you're a great person. I appreciate you being a part of this little thing that we have going on. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All righty.
Well, thanks again for calling in, and we'll be talking
Cowboys
with you real soon. Go Cowboys, yes.
Oh, she's a Cowboys fan, oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, baby. She's got a couple thumbs up for me.
She's still my friend. Yeah. All righty. Sounds good.
Continue success, and we'll talk to you soon, Bev.
Be blessed. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Brad, it's been a phenomenal show. A couple of things before we close it out.
All right.
Just want to give a couple quick birthday shouts. It's been a couple quick things. John Elway, happy birthday. He's 54. Derek Jeter, last year, Hall of Fame candidate, which we know he will be a Hall of Famer. He actually hit 40 this week to former football player Shannon Sharp, 46. To my man from Good Times, he'll always be JJ to me, Jimmy Walker, 67. Unbelievable. Man, it's 67 this week. Wow, how quickly time flies. To Carmelo's significant other, Lala Anthony, she's 35. And to one of our special guests, Brett. It's how, we have to get on her page or shoot her a text. Happy birthday to Evelyn Champagne King. She's 53 tomorrow. So happy birthday. And one other happy birthday to Aubrey Lesmore as well. And happy to you or to all that we don't know that has a birthday coming this week or today or whenever. Happy birthday to you from the LC and Jack Radio Show. What do you got, Brett?
Yeah, I got a big birthday shout out to my cousin in Hawaii, Mr. Christopher Thomas. He's got a new tattoo. It's looking good there, cuz. I'm going to give you a big happy birthday shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to my homeboy, Daryl Campbell, Mr. Tony Mercedes, Melissa January, Odessa Gillespie, and Amanda Hicks. I want to give you all a special birthday shout-out today on the LC and Jack show. And I want to thank all the callers who are participating in the Beauty of the Week contest. And as our motto is, beauty is more than just skin deep. So thank you all for chiming in. Ms. Cherise Church, Ms. Ann Lockett Williams, Ms. Sherry Hicks, Ms. Jennifer Nusi, Ms. Jackie Lynch, Beverly Johnson, Montrese Blaylock, Melinda Miranda, Serena Carpenter, just to name a few who have signed up and got their bios in and their pictures in. And
yeah. So if you would like to, Brad, if the listeners would like to submit their picture bio to be the next Beauty of the Week, please send a email to lcandjack@gmail.com. Of course, you can inbox us at lcandjack on Facebook. Those are probably the best place. Of course, we're on Twitter and LinkedIn as well. So let us know. It is something new for the show. We had a tremendous response today, so thank you for being assertive and jumping in to be the next Beauty of the Week on LC and Jack Radio Show. I'd like to also mention one thing that happened this week. a young man named Isaiah Austin. Yes. Isaiah Austin was recognized this week by the National Basketball Association. He wanted to have his dream recognized as being the one of the few young men to be drafted by a team in the NBA, but unfortunately his dream was cut short because it was within the last week it was determined that he has a genetic disorder called Marfan syndrome, which is a disease that affects the heart. And unfortunately, when you have this disease, you cannot play any sports. So what the NBA decided to do, this gentleman played for Baylor, is to draft him as it was, you know, symbolic, but they gave him a chance to be a part of the whole NBA process of being drafted. So the commissioner came up and drafted him. And it was just a special moment for a special individual. And it seems like he's going to go back to school, finish up, get his degree. And who knows, maybe he'll work for the NBA. So he had a great attitude. Now, this is a young man that was probably going to get drafted, but his dream was kind of cut short because of the genetic disorder that was just discovered by doctors. So, you know, when, as God says, as they say, is when one door closes, another one opens. Well, I'm sure that would be the case for Isaiah Austin. Our hats off to him, and I'm sure he'll have a bright future in whatever he decides to do. So, do you have anything, Brad, before we decide to wrap the show?
Man, I got to call Verizon and see what's going on, because we can't take the load that's coming through. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. That means we're driving volume through our lines, and we just got to get a bigger, what do you call it? What's the terminology? Gig or something, you know? Get some more space so we can handle the load, man. We got to get some more gigabytes. I tell you, man, the line is blowing my phone up. It can't handle the heat, but it's all good, man. You'll see your Jack show is growing.
The lines were crazy today. It was crazy.
Can't handle the circuitry, man. We got to get some more, circuitry in here or something.
Yeah, it was crazy today. It was a great show. Again, we thank all the entrants, all the applicants that submitted to be the beauty of the week. And again, hit us up, and if you would like to participate, we welcome you to join. So thanks again to all of our listeners that join us each and every week.
Awesome show.
Awesome show, and we look forward to doing it all again next week. So make sure you tune in so you can be a part of the LC and Jack radio show. Until then, stay safe, stay sound. God bless.
Peace.